Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hoffman on Pacific Private Money. First trivia question, excuse me. In what decade did the Dust Bowl devastate U.S. Midwest farmers? What decade was
that? I don't know. I didn't do good in history.
20s?
No, it was the 1930s.
Yeah. So during right alongside the Great Depression.
Right alongside, yeah.
Those poor folks.
Yeah. Double whammy there. Mark, go ahead and continue on. You were talking about the different segments of residential real estate.
Yeah, I want to just share with you this article that I thought was funny, titled "The Forbearance Crash Bros Spoke Too Soon." The health and economic crisis, of course, has made 2020 a horrific year for many Americans. Added to all that misery, we had terrible fires in the West and hurricanes in the East. From this author's perspective, the ball in Times Square can't drop fast enough, hailing an end to 2020. One might think with all that bad juju circulating on the planet, people would be extra careful not to bring more misery upon themselves. But then we have our band of housing bubble boys who shamelessly never miss a chance to call it wrong in epic fashion. Some of their biggest hits, or should you say misses, in the last 8 years have been the never realized silver tsunami crash, the ever popular investor supply crash, the Airbnb supply crash. And this year, the COVID-19 was for sure going to send prices crashing 30 to 50%. Despite what they promised, we sit here today with the United States housing market outperforming all other economic sectors in the world during this pandemic. But hey, at least they are consistent in their catastrophic failure to predict what will actually happen. Also in predictable fashion, after time proves one of their crash predictions wrong, our band of bubble boys, bubble boys reminds me of the Seinfeld episode.
Seinfeld, yeah.
Our band of bubble boys have a proclivity for moving the goalpost. The COVID housing crash of 2020 that they promised has now been repurposed as the forbearance crash of 2021. According to this new and improved crash thesis, when the forbearance plans time out in 2021, home prices will crash 30%, 40%, maybe even 50%. Real estate's going on sale, guys.
Wow.
This will make their daily trolling of America for the last 8 years worth it.
Can you go into a little more depth on that? Why, with regard to the forbearance issue, what, play this out for us.
I'll answer that by saying that this year they were calling it a COVID-19 crash because of the unemployment. And historically, real estate prices have been tied to real estate. Where you would want to invest in real estate in the country, you would usually tie that to looking at things like job growth, right? Strong job market historically has equated to strong real estate market, strong underlying principles. But that didn't happen. So the 30 to 50% crash didn't happen. In fact, real estate across the country is up anywhere from 5 to 15% prices. And it's just, it's unbelievable. And no one could have predicted that. No. Now, the forbearance crash they're now calling for, and I've seen a lot of articles about this too, and I don't believe it. I think it's nonsense. But what they're hoping for is that when the forbearance agreements that banks have given to homeowners so that they don't have to make 3 to 6 months worth of payments, when time runs out on those, and they're saying that they're starting to run out now, and presumably some banks have extended that forbearance to some borrowers, some homeowners. They're predicting that there's going to be an increase in foreclosures, et cetera. But here's the thing. Congress is not going to let that happen. They've already passed a slew of laws. They're going to pass a slew of more laws. There's not going to be any foreclosure wave coming. People are not going to be booted out of their homes. It's not going to be good news for banks. It's not going to be good news for lenders that have a portfolio of non-performing, non-paying loans. But it's not going to result in a real estate market crash. It's just not. The metrics don't support it. And really, those people predicting a real estate market crash are really trying to sell something at the end of the day. They're trying to sell their get-rich-quick in real estate programs, coaching, books and tapes, they used to call it, the videos. There's always going to be people like that, just like the guys that still fill my Facebook feed with 9/11 was an inside job. There's always going to be those crackpots out there predicting a way for you to get rich on the coming chaos.
I mean, it's really not going to happen. Supply and demand.
Yeah. So let's pivot on to the real estate market. What sectors are doing good? Here's the surprise, and I wouldn't have guessed this. Luxury home sales have surged 40% in the third quarter.
Wow.
As sales of affordable homes, lower priced homes, falter, highlighting the pandemic's uneven impact on Americans with less wealth. Interesting, that's what they're called, this K recovery, where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. This lends a little bit of support to that. Luxury home sales increased 40% year over year in Q3. However, sales of median priced homes climbed just 3%, and sales of what they call affordable homes, lower priced homes, declined 4%. So there's really very interesting. The luxury housing market normally takes a hit during recessions, as we all know. That's usually the first market. Yeah. And I would have guessed that would have happened this year, but it didn't. It's exactly the opposite.
The houses then in the lower end market, is that across the board or you have to go still in sub markets?
I don't know. They're not clear on the data on this. It was a fairly long article, so I picked some of the highlight paragraphs out of this. I didn't want to go too deep into the graphs, but I don't know where they picked this up. This would be interesting. I think I'll bring this back next week. But it does say that remote work, record low mortgage rates, and strong stock prices during the pandemic are allowing America's wealthy families to gobble up expensive homes with home offices and big backyards in the suburbs. Meanwhile, scores of lower and middle class Americans have lost their jobs or are still renting in the city because they're essential workers and have to commute to work, so they're unable to reap the benefits of home ownership. So, interestingly enough,
rental market in San Francisco's dropped, though, quite a bit, hasn't it?
That's another, we'll go into that in a little bit. A handful of West Coast metro areas have fueled the surge in luxury home sales, including Sacramento. Luxury sales soared 86% year over year. Really what's happening is a lot of people are moving to Sacramento from the more expensive Bay Area. There's an exodus, of course, from San Francisco into the suburbs, and Sacramento's picking up a lion's share of those moving out of the cities.
I thought it was just the politicians getting richer and getting into their bigger mansions.
The Sacramento Metro was the most popular destination for home buyers looking to relocate in July and August, according to Redfin. San Francisco was the top origin of out-of-area buyers looking into the Sacramento area. Exodus from San Francisco to Sacramento. Very interesting.
Wow. All right, guys, getting to our second trivia question. Commercial break. What color are cranberries before they turn red? Call 888-912-1190. First caller with the correct answer is going to win a tanning certificate. And don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.